welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. What's happening, Queen? What's up?
Nothing. I'm doing good. It's another Wednesday, as you know. And we are in June.
June, sweetheart. It is June. Tis June. It is June. It is our Wednesday, June 9th. And welcome to another wonderful week. A great day to be alive, a wonderful day to be present in this human form. The human form, the one with your eyes open.
Yes.
Thank you for that. So we're going to jump straight into our show, y'all. We're not going to hold y'all long, but for one, I just want to say, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling good. I hope y'all feeling great, because guess what we're about to do? Start the Shelby's World Podcast Summer Promo Tour.
Woo! I can't wait. I'm excited. When people see the dates, they was like, this cool. Like, y'all really finna do this. Like, yeah, once we do it, we do it. Like, you know, the date's out though. Yeah.
It's out. It's presented.
We ain't talking about it. We talking about it, but we being about it.
You know, it is what it is. We the podcast is, you know, it's things are popping. We got things going on, and we want to make sure that we are on the scene, because we got to be on the scene.
That part
is really
Gucci.
It's really just that simple. No, but seriously, since we are for the people, we want to be out there amongst the people. And in order to find out what's going on with the people, we got to get with the people. So we're going to be in some of your cities. So whenever y'all know, when we're talking about it and we're coming to your city, we're going to be talking about that city the week of on the podcast. So this week's tour is going to be Tampa. And we'll be at a couple different locations, getting a couple different little sneak peek interviews. If you haven't already heard what we're going to be doing, then you're going to have to just wait to see it when we put out the promo video. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not in the areas that we will be, we'll see y'all soon. But if you are in the areas that we'll be, come on out. Let us know. Hit us up. And we'll, you know, come pop through your area and, you know, give you a little promo, give you a little time to talk about what you got going on. But this week in Tampa, we're going to be at a couple of different locations. And I will say, we're going to be dropping in at the Fedora and Flutes, the champagne party. It's a day party. Yes, we have an interview there. So just say
That's going to be nice.
So I'm just going to let y'all know we will be there in Tampa. So if you want to pop through there and see us, you know, you can definitely pop through there. But it'll be some things going on in the area, so I just want to let y'all know we will be in Tampa.
That's gonna be bomb.
It's the podcast summer promo to y'all. I mean, either you go out and get
ready.
With it.
SWP.
You either gotta get with it.
I'm excited. I can't wait. It's gonna be good.
It's going to be good. And our next stop after that, we should have, I don't know, Queen. I don't know if we need to edit the flyer to say this, but Queen, you're going to go ahead and tell them where you're going to be at on June 25th weekend.
June 26th, I will be in Polk County, Fort Meade, Florida, my hometown. My cousin is giving an event. Matter of fact, we're going to put the flyer with when we post this video. And go ahead so y'all can actually know with the Shelby World Podcast tour dates and all that. So y'all see the flyer, you know, to go to YouTube, all that stuff. But it's a women empowerment event. But the first, it's 2 days, but I'll be actually there on Saturday doing some interviews, selling some stuff from J to the Tour. And it's going to be nice, because it's probably like 20 vendors. That's gonna be our food truck vendors. Like, and look, y'all, my hometown is small. we may be smaller than Monticello, or maybe about the same. But we in Polk County. It's in the middle of in the middle of Polk County. But like Orlando is 45 minutes, Tampa 45 minutes. So people that's in those areas can actually come. It's gonna be nice. It's food, music. It may have a couple of drinks. So it may be bring your own bottle. We don't know, but we ain't encouraging drinking and driving. I'm just laying it out.
So, I mean, you grown, you're gonna do what you're gonna do.
Just look, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be at the Fort Meade Community Center. Look, when you're coming down 17, you can't miss it. It's right there on Highway 17 in Fort Meade, Florida. So y'all come out, enjoy on Saturday from 4 to 8 on the pop-up shop. Sunday event is already sold out. That's the women empowerment with some guest speakers and stuff. That's already sold out because we're still dealing with COVID restrictions and all of that stuff. So, you know, she didn't sell that. I think it was like 25 tickets and all that she had put out there. So y'all get ready. But we're going to be, hey, we'll see her again in August. Well, in July for the one in Atlanta. So
that's right.
She's doing two events, one in Florida, one in Georgia. So y'all get to see a little something from the one in Atlanta, a little footage from there, which I'm excited about that.
She popping. She got big things popping, y'all. So if you are in the Fort Meade, Orlando, Tampa area, come out June 26th to the Fort Meade Community Center. Come and get your empowerment on. Come and get your shopping on. It's that's after Father's Day weekend, but you know, if there's any birthdays and all that going on, you know,
all
you
can stop
there and get you some of those small business items. Because one thing about small business items, you can't get them anywhere else. That's the good thing.
And
about
J2 Couture is also raffling off a Bob, middle part Bob wig that weekend. Even if you don't win the raffle, you still get a little gift from J2 Couture.
Child, can I get into the raffle before you go out of town?
Let me get that bomb. I got you, queen.
But yeah, so that's what we got going on in June, y'all. We got two spots that will be in June, and we want y'all to be looking out for both of those areas. And again, you know, if you've not already contacted me by now for the Tampa situation, then we kind of booked up on interviews for Tampa, but that doesn't mean you can't come out to be where I am. And if you are where I am, we can still get a little pop-in interview of you and get some of your stuff right then and there, but we won't have any more scheduled interviews. But we are definitely looking forward to getting on the road, y'all. It is going down this weekend, Saturday. We got a day full of interviews, a day full of entertainment and events going on while we'll be in the Tampa area. So if you want to get at SW Podcast, hit us up anytime at it'stheloop4@gmail.com. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can definitely check out the podcast on every podcast network. We cannot be missed. You can find us
everywhere.
You're watching us right now on YouTube, so you can definitely find us everywhere. Okay,
everywhere.
Just put it out there. So we're gonna jump into the show, and our quote of the day is going to be, "Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it." Author unknown. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. So even some of the most hideous things, animals, all kind of that got some type of beauty in them, even the most. So
another man's junk is another man's treasure. So, hey.
Can say that now. You know? You're sharing junk.
Yeah.
So don't play yourself. Don't play yourself at all.
I like that. It's
happening. Some of the most.
Yeah. Because everybody finds beauty in something different.
That's right.
So I like that.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, all of our lenses are different. We all look at things different. We might be looking at the same painting, and you might get something different from out of it than I do.
What about, like, and the thing about being able to accept what you are and who you are and how you look, is that you have to embrace the beauty of what you have to find the beauty in you yourself. Mm-hmm. Like everything, like some of the most beautiful people don't even value the beauty that they have. because it's so, you know, things that you have is already naturally there. You don't have to pay attention and relish in it too much, but you just already know you're getting things because of your beauty. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're surviving out here and you getting, you know, you getting by with your looks. Some people are really shallow with that. They don't take their looks as serious, which is, I mean, you don't have, I feel like that's a good thing. Not to care too much about the fact that, okay, I feel, if I know I'm pretty, I'm pretty. That's
period.
That, you know, it don't have to, you don't have to be told that every day or whatever. And I think once you get to that level of understanding what part of you you're comfortable with enough to say, this is what makes me feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's when all the other things that other people tell you are just other enhancements of it.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't become what you need to focus on. Your main thing is what you see in yourself, that beauty. So I like that. I like that quote because it's deeper than what it says. It's deeper.
It is. I like that though.
Yeah. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. And the fact of the day is, aging is a fact of life. Looking your age is not.
Well, they say I look like I'm 27, but I'm 40.
And that was from the internal medicine website on the internal medicine of cosmetology. I mean, cosmetic enhancement. Cosmetic. So, aging is a fact of life. Looking your age is not. When I look at that quote, when I hear it, I don't see the cosmetic form of it. Because it doesn't matter how many, you know, injections you get. When them injections wear off, you look in your normal. You got to keep getting the injections. But when you just have a natural aging process, and you don't, you're not, and you're, you know, that glow constantly, that like, okay, you 40, but you look 29, or you 55, because you're taking care of your skin, you're doing the right things to take care of your natural body. Uh-huh. And so when I see that quote, I see aging is a fact of life, but looking your age is not. It's based really on you and how and what you do to take care of yourself. Because, and then, you know, also some of us just were not born with those things. You know, everybody,
that's true too.
You know, some of us gonna look older before our time because it may be genetic, it may be hereditary.
You got an old daddy. I'm telling people. When I see some men that's around my age, but they look like they old. I'll be like, you must got an old daddy. Your daddy must be old.
Lee Queen.
don't fit nobody. My bad. But you're right, it could be genetics, because some people do look more older than they actually are.
Yeah.
And especially in other races, especially.
So we know that, you know, you can either look it or you can't. That's some things you can control, some things you can't control.
Yeah.
So again, you know, when I see that quote, I don't think of it as a negative, as saying that it has to have to do with injections or having, you know, cosmetic surgery to keep you looking young, even though some people have to. But I think it's clearly saying that you gonna age, but you don't gotta look like you age.
You don't gotta look your age. I ain't got to look like
that's just boy. That's clear cut and point blank. You know, you ain't got to look 90.
You gonna still look old, but you might just look 65, 70. Oh my god.
I don't know, Queen.
I will say, like, when I look at my my grandmother and my mom and my aunts, like, as they say, they aging gracefully.
They what?
They aging gracefully. Like, they still have nice, smooth, beautiful skin. Like, mm-hmm. just Like, yeah, I hope I be looking like y'all when I get y'all age and y'all 9, 8. My grandma, her in her late 80s, and her oldest, which is my aunt, she may be 64 or 65, but I'm not sure. But look good. So, yeah. But it's all about taking, it really comes down to you taking care of yourself. And your mindset, being, you know, having a positive life, stress level is down.
Yeah, stress levels are important.
The stress ain't running your life.
Stress levels are important.
Very important.
When you get to a point where stress is starting to show in your skin and your face and your hands and your body and your weight, that's when they're starting to say things like, you looking your age.
Yeah,
you know, you want to fight those things. You definitely don't want to. That's where, you know, when you said it comes with the mindset, that's when the mindset kicks in. You know, you got to know what to surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. What, you know, because the things that we eat, the things that we drink, the things that we just let into our flesh, our body, has a great amount of deal of how we're gonna turn out. It, you know, all that matters. So if you don't drink water, that's right, sis. Black don't crack, but we know it's some people that look like they don't crack that is black. So
that's true.
That's why we say you got to take care of yourself.
Some black women out here and men, I'd be like, what you doing? Because you look good. And I'm talking about they in their 70s.
People taking care of themselves, though.
Yeah.
And
people say that people not living longer, but to me, I work in this field where people can die. You know what I'm saying? But to me, people are living longer.
I think it depends on what your lifestyle is. Because if you hanging in the street, you got a greater chance of probably dying faster than somebody that work a 9-to-5. But I also think with the circumstances that was around this pandemic, a lot of people died that didn't have, you know, that we wouldn't have never thought would have been dying. People young, old, middle age, you know. So at that point, people just was like, people just dying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter how old you were then. People just dying.
And you know, so, as soon as you looked at people dying that they was old. And to you became older and you noticed, people dying at any age.
Any age. They just dying.
Yeah.
They be in their 40s dying and it's like heart attacks and strokes and stuff. So, you know, black men stressing a lot more and black women stress a lot more. So that's where the high blood pressure and the strokes come in. And then, you know, not eating right and all that, that's when the diabetes and heart disease and all that come in.
All that unhealthy food.
Right. And then, you know, we tend to not want to exercise too. So, you know, that's another thing. This fineness gonna stay with us forever, child. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Baby, you got to work that fineness out when you get a certain age,
baby. And it's hard.
Really, you should have been working it out anyway. But you got to work that stuff out, like.
And it's definitely hard to get off the weight faster, which is why the show today is about cosmetic enhancements. Studies show that black women, because when people be talking about WOC, women of color, look, they done started incorporating all shades and all races with women of color. So when I'm talking to people, I'm talking about black women. When I talk
about our yellow bones to our cocoa dark chocolate sisters.
Correct. Yeah. Not anybody. I'm not talking about ethnic. And you know, different ethnicities and different racial backgrounds. I'm strictly speaking of the black woman, and black women are inclusive of mixed women and all of that. But that's not something we could change. So that's just what it is. But I'm but women of color has started to be a whole skin color background for them. They don't have nothing to do anymore with reparational black people. Mm. They're trying to put everybody in, you know, put us all in one basket. No, we're not though.
And the brown, the black and brown.
We're not, but we're not. So we're not gonna do that. But what we're gonna talk about today is what black women need to know about getting injectables and fillers and you know, all the wonderful things that happen with cosmetic enhancements. And so this study is from, what's this guy's name? What is his name? This is a doctor. His name is Carlos Charles. His clinic is Derma de Colar in New York City. And he said that he finds that 5 to 10% of his patients are requesting injectables and enhancements, but notes that they are more prone to be gotten from older women with lighter complexions, if that makes sense. He's basically saying that the lighter skinned women are the ones that are coming in to get more injectables, Botox, than the dark skinned women. And his reason for that is the pattern of aging in light-skinned women versus dark-skinned tones is different with the lighter complexion because of the signs of aging, such as fine lines and volume loss can occur earlier since these are likely due to increased susceptibility to the damaging effects of ultraviolet light, sun, and all of those different things. So darker skin is protecting some of us more from those particular issues. So in getting injectables,
thank you for this chocolate cocoa.
I'm glad I was blessed with a little more melanin. You know, all of us women, you know, all of us black women or whatever, just being the fact that we got melanin in us, period, we fighting off a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Because of the melanin anyway. So
that's interesting though.
It is quite interesting. So a lot of the questions that they ask are like, will people notice that I got fillers or Botox? They're more worried about whether or not the stuff is going to show on them. Worried about if people can tell they got it versus
the effects it has on them.
So the effects, the effects of it is the stuff they put in you, the numbing stuff.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it right now.
I skipped the page on that, but the anesthesia is what can actually, because of black women have such a high rate of melatonin and all those different things that are in our body, and we have the chances of getting more diabetes and heart disease than any other race.
Yes.
We're more prone to having an effect to the anesthesia and can die under anesthesia faster than any other race. So because of that,
That goes back to when we talked about the childbirth stuff and black women dying during childbirth
because of the anesthesia.
Because of the anesthesia.
So it's not always the procedures or the giving birth. It's some of the things that are taking place before giving birth actually happens.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And it make you think twice about wanting to go get you some fillers done and a little Botox injection, you know, to hide this wrinkle up under here. I got little lines right up in here.
And then they call They cost.
They do. They probably use more numbing cream.
They use. They have to use a lot more of a lot of things on us because of certain things that we have in our body. So okay, I had. Let me go to the page. I booked my tool. Now it also says that that the Caucasian lip has started to be a lip that Black women are starting to want now.
And that's crazy because they going in to get their lips big.
I died. I said, you're lying. I said, show me stats. Show me
what
stats.
What is it?
Show this this was an article written from Elle magazine with the doctor. What his name was again? Let me tell you again. What
he lying. I don't believe that.
His name is Carlos Charles. He's of the New York Society of Medicine and Cosmetic Surgery.
Cause they going to get their lips filled, they getting lip fillers and all of that to make their lips big like ours.
They're doing it to look like us, and they're saying now we're doing it, we're getting our lips smaller. How are we taking stuff out of our lips? What are they taking out?
You know, my lips ain't that big, but still, like,
I don't know about that. I need to see some numbers on that.
Yeah, I need to see people before and after.
I ain't going for that.
Cause I don't. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Uh-uh.
He must have mistaken them brown girls coming to ask somebody. Cause I don't believe that.
I'm not shocked by the numbers and the increase in Black women getting BBLs and lipo and
no,
all
no,
that.
No, but
I'm not shocked by that.
Nah.
They say, okay, so we're gonna jump on over from that because I know I don't care what Carlos, what his name
yeah,
is. I don't care about him because I keep forgetting his name. Carlos Charles. He got two first names. That's I don't got time for Carlos because he played with us anyway.
He got two.
We're talking about. Yeah, look, child, what she say? Hey, Joe, Ann say no new booty for me. Then, sis, you ain't gonna get no new booty. Where they gonna take it from, sis? Sis, where they gonna take the fat from, Ange? At least tell me that. At least tell me that.
You wanna be proportionate now. Cause they got these big butts and them little skinny stick legs.
Don't do that, Ange, cause that's what I'm saying. You can't even, where they gonna take the ass? Where they gonna get the ass from to even stuff? I mean, the weight from to stuff it in
that
your
part,
ass.
That part, Joe, that's what we saying. Why would we want their lips?
We don't. That's why Carlos Charles lying. We know we don't want those lips. We know that. Like, I know.
I like my lips. Mine's good.
We getting people paying high dollar. They got to go and keep getting $1,000 a month injectables to get these lips. You know, full lips. Let me turn to the side.
Okay.
They paying for that.
All the way. the black girl's probably the one that started the little pucker thing. Remember, everybody was doing that thing.
Hold on, tiny lips, man. Carlos Charles lied through his damn team. You lied, Carlos.
Yeah, he, man, be quiet. He just was writing just to hear himself talk.
Out, listen. She's about them thin mint lips. Listen, I'm telling you, sis, he lied. But
yeah,
listen,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
In 2005, let me start the sentence. So the American Society for Anesthetic Plastic Surgery reports the cosmetic augmentation among Black people increased. This is Black men and Black women increased 56% between 2005 and 2013, and it's still rising. According to the 2016 Plastic Surgeon Stats Report, Black people accounted for 8% of all plastic surgery procedures in the United States. That's double the percentage from 1997.
Hold up, Queen. But when you say black men, are we talking about straight black men?
It don't matter, Queen. They just talking about black men and women.
Are we talking about black men that's getting these procedures?
And it's black men that's straight.
Life change to being a
Andrew's stomach. Now, Ange, leave me alone. Now, you're going to have to get off the damn comments with this bullshit here now. Talking about this. You don't got no stomach.
This is girl.
Yes.
You, girl, at all.
What is she talking about, girl? Okay. But, yes, but have you not heard about the rising Hollywood stuff about men getting rib and chest surgery and bicep surgeries and stuff? They said, had got some.
Just sip my water on
milk. Black people make up about 12% of the overall population of the United States, which underlines the significance of these plastic surgery stats. So, why are Black women increasingly going under the knife? That's the question. Why are Black women?
It goes back to social media, everything that's we watching on TV now. Everybody want to look like whoever they admire on TV, who's famous and stuff. And especially when it comes to us Black women. Because, baby, it's everybody trying to look like us. Everybody.
But why we?
But why are we?
Why are we?
Our people in general that's going through is why you can't realize everybody trying to look like you. So shouldn't that make you? You should realize,
But I've seen some of the people get some, and some of them ain't have butts at all, and they get butts. And some of them had too big of bellies, and they get bellies. I mean, they get belly reductions.
And so, I can see that. Now, that part I can actually see, especially with the breast reduction. You want to go lose weight and stuff like that, but I don't know.
But the fact that they're making this, my point is, nobody want to exercise no more, for one. I'm fine with the enhancements. I don't care what people do. Like, do what you do. Whatever makes you comfortable. Whatever makes you comfortable and whatever makes you whole, do what you need to do. That's, for one, that's my first opinion. I don't want anybody to ever think that I have any judgment on against surgeries. But my thing is, how has it become so affordable for people to just do it? Are they putting different things in it?
They're able to put it on layaway.
See what I'm saying? Think this too much, because this too much.
Not to put nobody out there, but in school, when I was in school last year, in class, one of the young ladies was going to get her surgery done. And I'm hearing this, and I know somebody that's very close to me that then had the surgery done. And I know about two or three people that had certain surgeries done. And I was trying to figure out, because I know it's like 10K. It's 10K. But they able to put it on there where they go, the doctor tell them if they need to lose weight, if they're a candidate. Yeah, you're a candidate, but you might need to lose this amount of weight for us to do this surgery. Different stuff like that. But they able to put it on there with it. And once they pay, once they finish paying, they schedule their appointment.
Okay, so
you got payment plans on layaway.
So payment plans are optional with this particular benefit. And Angela said it's been increasing due to social media. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. And I didn't know. So y'all just teaching me something today, because I did not know that they had payment plans for. I did not know that they had payment plans for these procedures, which allows me now to understand why it's beefing up the way it is, because it is rampant. It's rampant.
I mean, just to hear those ladies talk in that class that day. Look, y'all know I'm into beauty. I ain't that deep into the beauty, like the enhancements and stuff like, but you know, makeup, that's an enhancement, but not like surgical stuff like that. But I was just like, wow. Like, wow.
I didn't realize how much it had increased until this year. I knew that people were still getting, I knew that people were still getting surgery. Yes, sister, I do agree that entertainers are definitely increasing the amount of people that are getting it. And you know,
people don't realize they work out every day.
Some of them do. A lot of them, and they have
work
the money
out every day.
Because they have the money too. They don't have to get up and go to work every day. They got different jobs. They get paid to get dressed and workout gear. So like their lifestyles are different than ours. When you got to get up and go to work every single day of your life, you're not going to be able to maintain things the way that these people are allowed to maintain themselves. So I do agree with that. And then, you know, so cosmetic surgery is like a cheat code. Like Angela said, it is like a cheat code.
Is.
Yeah, and I'm just finding out today that they have payment plans for this. So the way this works is, you guys, they put down, they go and schedule the payment plans and pay the payment plans. And once the payment plan is made complete, that's when they can schedule the surgery.
That's when they schedule
the surgery.
They have like amount of time that they have it paid though.
And the surgery isn't the only thing you have to pay for. You have to pay for the aftercare. You have to pay for places to stay, to be taken care of, because your body is not able to do the things that it was able to do before the surgery. Yeah. So you need help now to get around and be able to do these things. So it becomes a bit of a deal.
And the aftercare have a place for them to actually go, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. The place, they do have places for them to go. They have places for them to go. They definitely have places for them to go. You just got to pay for it.
A week or two.
And then it's a lot of people that in the areas, because it is in a Miami location, because a lot of people go to Miami if you're in Florida. They have, you can pay a person, like they have caregivers that are already, that are, that, you know, are ready and on standby. And that take you in. A lot of people are going to the homes of other people because they know they're going to be personally taken care of too. But I did not. The Angela say they can do pay through Apple Pay and Sezzle.
Yep.
Well, this has gotten. I am. This is.
That's true.
I don't even want to laugh. I want to laugh, but I don't want to. Because I know we can do all this now. This is really enhanced.
That's true.
Damn,
it's scary.
Carlos Charles Joe is the man that was interviewed. He's one of the doctors that has he does cosmetic surgery or something. He's a cosmetic surgeon
cosmetic surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Talk about black women starting to get thin lips. You pay in 4 installments every 2 weeks, and voila, you can get on the table. So you have to pay in installments. It's only about a 12 week span.
It's not that long.
A lot of money though.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think you can get your money back.
So if you don't ever get the thing fulfilled,
You ain't even got an
appointment yet, and you can't get your money back. That's a ripoff. That's something wrong with that.
So this is how much they're making millions. You know what I mean? These people making millions.
Yes, the massage place. Oof, Lord Jesus, I don't want to think about it.
Wow, queen.
That's, you know, it's a lot. Like, I'm, and, you know, it scares me because a lot of people can die under the knife, after the knife, and all of that because for this particular thing. But yeah, people be going to botch doctors and, you know, trying to pay cheaper prices.
All out of the country and everything.
Trying to pay cheaper prices for stuff. And so what? So you got to do this about, your aftercare has to last about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay in that area for 2 weeks away from your family, your kids, everybody.
Everybody.
For this surgery. It's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, and you got some people that then died. Like after surgery on the table, that then went into these other countries and stuff and then had surgery. Yeah. That's non-refundable.
I sue. But you already know up front what you're dealing with, so you can't sue.
Yep. Look, after you sign your name, that's it. You agree to these terms.
So, and that's $10,000. So if you get to the $8,000 mark,
okay,
and you can, and you don't got the last $2,000,
you better get.
Well, I mean, all that is, you just gotta, they just gonna hold it until you get the rest of the money, right? Or, oh no, they don't hold it because it's only a four time payment time. So if you don't pay it all, you lose your money. Damn. But back to the fact that it's dangerous. You know, just thinking about some of the procedures for it. Now, like, everything about plastic surgery isn't a dangerous factor because, or it is not, I can't say it's not a dangerous factor because any surgery is dangerous. Yeah. Anything can happen in any surgery. But a lot of people have to get plastic surgery to help in what they're trying to do. Like if you got big breasts and you're a runner, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, I get that part. When it has to do with your health, put you in jeopardy. Yeah, because women that does have big breasts, it's back problem.
Yeah,
and some of them do go. Some go get them a reduction. Some don't. But a lot of them have because of them having back problems.
Right. So we know that, you know, for health reasons, cosmetic surgery is there for those reasons in general, but everybody isn't getting it for health reasons. And then the thing is, if you're not going to keep up with your body after you get the surgery, it's real dangerous. Like you gotta get really, really into the realm of, this is the whole new brand new me. Like I got a whole new brand new body. I got to take care of this as if it's a baby. You know what I'm saying? Yep. With all the care in the world. Which is why a lot of people end up gaining the weight back and it starts looking terrible on some people.
Then they end up gaining it back and be bigger than they was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all be careful.
And it says, and just like we've already said, social media is the first culprit most think of when they think of plastic surgery normalization. Because of the fact that when you're, a lot of people go under the knife constantly. It's not a one-time thing. So when you constantly are doing things to you, that at some point it's like, oh, I don't love anything about myself. At some point it gets to that. Like you can go and do a little nip tuck here and there and, you know, not look like you're trying to change your whole being.
Yeah.
But if you're not happy with anything about yourself, that's an issue. Because when people go, like when that's not a black woman issue, I don't think. I don't think too many black women.
That's every woman issue.
Yeah.
That's every woman issue.
That, and when it comes to that, because a lot of people kind of decide that I don't like this about myself. I don't like this about myself. And if I want to change one thing about myself, hey, that's fine. I'm in charge of that. I can change the one thing, anything that I want to. But when you constantly go and feel like the only beauty you have is what the knife does, that's an issue.
Yeah.
So that goes again back to our quote where we said that everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. You can be the own bearing to your own life. You can be what kills you because you don't see how beautiful you are.
How beautiful you are.
You know what I'm saying? That one thing. You remember what we said, Queen? It could be that one thing.
That one thing.
One thing that lets you know that you have found your true nature of beauty. This makes me beautiful. Because I know people that, like, when I have a conversation with some women, they'll tell me, like, I know what stand out about me. I know what I love about me. Yeah. It may be more than one thing for them, but at least you got to have one thing that you know that makes you feel beautiful. If there is not that, then I think therapy needs to be in play, because somewhere along the lines, you've been taught to hate yourself and not to love everything about you. Because from birth, dog, I don't care. My girls, because girls have it the worst when it comes to torturing and terrorizing themselves. They have it the worst. They give themselves hell. You hear me? And anything, yes, definitely trying to look like others, Joe. And that's what it becomes when you constantly getting this surgery too.
Yeah.
You're trying to look like everybody else. So now you have nothing about yourself that you love, because now you look like everybody else. You just
character or something. Because I've seen a lot of them that then got the surgery, then got too much surgery, and they just look hideous. Like, they look hideous. But they love it. They love it. They love it.
Love it. Love it. But once it gets to be too much, it's going to look like too much. And people can tell when you just looking like a certain, like you just looking
a clown.
That's not attractive. They had a picture of the lady looking like an ant in the airport with this big old ass and them little tiny legs. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
They all unproportionate and everything. And you can literally tell almost who's on real and who's on fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause by looking at the thighs, it's just ain't formed right. It ain't portioned out right.
So the doctors ain't paid to get you looking.
They just giving them a butt.
And just taking out the stomach.
Yep.
So what they doing? Like, what's the procedure? You removing this fat out the stomach and you putting it in the butt?
Uh-huh. And then some might be getting silicone stuff in their butt.
That's what's the part that's the extra dangerous part.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it ain't your fat no more, it becomes even more dangerous.
Yeah.
But when you're removing fat, when you're removing fat and replacing fat, that's just as dangerous.
People, do y'all research.
Just do your research.
Do your research. Jeez. But if you already got a little butt and you want that thing to really poke out, baby, just start doing some leg work, some squats, some stuff like that. Just stay constantly at it. Stay at it. And you just trust and believe. You will see the difference. But you got to stay at it. I actually enjoy working out now. Like, when I don't, I be mad. Like, dang, man, I ain't working out today. Like,
Dr. Gina Joseph and Dr. Vietnis, who are just as big in the cosmetic fields in Brooklyn, they agree that women of all races get butt augmentations, but Dr. Vietnis points out that non-Black women will usually add it on as an afterthought to other procedures, but Black women normally focus on it. So Black women are the ones that definitely focus on the augmentation portion, the butt shit. And the other races are getting other things, and then as well as the butt augmentation. So the other procedures take precedence over the butt augmentation for them, but they still get the butt augmentation as an afterthought. It's something that they add on more than, but Black women definitely coming in directly saying, hey, we want the BBL. Stop playing with me. It ain't no lip fillers and thin lips and shit. It's the BBL.
The BBL.
Yeah.
That's what they get in the BBL. The BBL. Look, hey, to each his own, you know?
Yeah.
To each his own.
But you know, back in the day, curves used to be a problem. Like, the white women hated curves, and you know, it was a problem with it when a Black woman walked past and showing all her big ass booty and it's swaying and throwing everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you know, the people mad about it.
And don't let her have both the butt and the breast.
That's a killer right there, boy. She finna take the white man and the Black man. That's a problem for people, boy.
Just snatch them up real quick.
It said in the past, everybody wanted to look like a white chick. Now it's not going no in more. A different direction.
Everybody want to look like a Black chick now. Everybody want to look like you. Everybody want to look like me. Everybody want to look like Aaron's sister that's on here, that's listening. That got
who the Black women trying to look like? Who the Black women trying to look like then? Because if everybody trying to look like the Black women.
Trying to be happy with themselves. That's what they need to think about. Because they trying to look like you, so that means you got something. If they trying to look like you.
They don't feel the same way, Queen. Well, everybody don't feel like that. I think again, people feel like, you know, the little enhancements are okay. Getting a BBL, getting your tummy tuck, they feel like that's okay. But I honestly don't have a problem with that either. What I think it is, as long as you're taking care of it. If you're going to get that done, you got to take care of it. You have to. Yeah, and that's why a lot of them are getting that, because they want to have that ass. Because Black women got booty. So Black women want to look like the next Black woman.
As I done heard some Black women say that got some big behinds that's homegrown. You don't want this. You can't even get back damn white good. You don't want this, baby. You do not want all this on you.
I've heard some Black women with big old booties say it'd be hard to keep a man, because if you don't got a big thing, it ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm, that too.
Because it'd be so much to have to gather. That's a lot to gather. And say, what past was that when we want to look like Black women? They talking about, I mean, the other races, when they want to look like white women. They talking about thin. They want to get thin.
Thin, blonde hair, blue eyes, straight hair.
Mm-hmm. People always used to, if Black women used to want to look skinny. That was the thing back in the day. Like, even us, we used to be skinny. We used to be skinny girls. Like, now, when these kids started to become real thick and swollen in high school and shit, now that became the norm, everybody thick. It's just
everybody
like,
it's be normal. When the thick girls, they used to be picking on the thick girls.
Right.
Now everybody on the thick girls.
As soon as my thighs started growing in 10th and 11th grade, boy, old Shelby got big thighs now. Oh, what we doing? We cracking now. I went from this skinny mini in the 8th, 9th grade till I got a little thigh meat. And it's like, oh, Lord, she done got thigh meat. She might get fat. But people used to like it, too, though, because people like thick girls. And then that's when thick started coming. Like, you know, it used to be some thick kids. And when we was coming up, they was thick. But
we had butt and all of that in school.
They swollen now, though. It's a whole different thing. These girls got ass, thighs.
They stacked. Yes. Like some damn burgers. They stacked.
Correct. They definitely stacked.
They been eating that beef.
These babies, and that's a lot to do with what they put in the foods too, which is another thing which makes cosmetic surgery a little bit more scary, because you don't know what you already done injected in your body and what has been done. If you take any pills, if you take any street drugs and all of that, that play a part on how the anesthesia will play on your body as well.
That's true.
It's really just being careful and being mindful before you go under the knife. Just make sure if you are doing things that you shouldn't be doing, you get you release those toxins weeks before you go in there and go under that knife, because when you go in, we want to see you come out, you know. But I've been seeing some some body enhancements around our city. It's a lot, actually. And
it's a lot.
And some of them look real nice though. Some of them look real nice.
Yeah. If you with the person that really know what they doing, you can't really tell. And some you can.
Yeah.
But to each his own.
Oh yeah,
I'm good though. I'm good. Only thing I'm adding is hair and makeup.
That's it, baby. That's all.
That's all I need. Hair, makeup.
Wait, what you talking about, Ange? What you talking about with what they gotta have 8 inches or more of what? What we talking about when you say that with the girls with the big old booties? They got, cause I'm being for real. But just think about it.
They do be having a lot back there.
They got you. That's a lot to dig into.
That's a lot.
And it's a lot. You spread cheeks apart, and And then they is these rumors and stuff that big thick girls can't take the. Not if they're telling you they need them big. I don't believe that. I think they can take.
Yeah.
I do. Cause. If they telling y'all that, you know, because a lot of thick girls tell you, like, don't go and get that. All this stuff ain't easy to carry on, y'all.
That's what I done heard some of them say, like, man, you don't want all this.
There's one girl we went to school with. Every time I see her, she had a big booty all the way in high school. Every time I see her, I be like, girl, your butt get big and big. Every time I see her, she's talking about it be hard to carry. It's a lot of ass.
A lot.
We signing out, y'all. Queen, what's the last word you want to tell the good people?
Hey, y'all. Take care of yourself. As we did this show today, man, do your research when it comes to stuff, especially when it comes to, because it ain't nothing wrong. Like, we ain't saying something wrong with the cosmetic surgery. It ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, because cosmetic surgery is a lot of stuff. It's dental work is cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm. All of that type of stuff. So, just do your research, y'all. Stay positive. Say something nice to somebody. You know, encourage somebody. Motivate them. Look, you get motivated, motivate somebody else. Speak something positive into your life and other people's life. And man, have a blessed week. Like, do you. Believe in you, do you, and enjoy your week. That's all. And it's that easy. It's really that easy.
Really that easy. And as Queen said, you know, say something nice to someone. This has been a week, you know, it's already Wednesday, but this has been a dragging week.
Slow.
So just imagine if it's dragging for you. Just think about what you could be doing, what you could be saying, how you can be doing things better to better your lives with the time that it is taking for you to get things done. But also remember, don't put so much pressure on yourself, because just because it is a slow moving week doesn't automatically mean that you have more time. So you don't have the energy and you don't have the time, take some time for yourself, benefit from what makes you feel good. And I think I put up a quote on Monday. I was feeling like shit on Monday. But I do believe that one of my things that I said was, no matter what you choose to do today, choose peace first. So always let peace be your reckoning. If you don't have anything else to run to or turn to peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. We like you. We love you. We want to catch you back here next week. And we got some great news that we're going to be sharing with y'all after we come back from Tampa. Thank y'all. Wow. Peace.
Bye. Bye.